Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. KDAC. Repeater Saginaw. KDAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. KDAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. KDAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. KDAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. KDAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. KDAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. KDAC. Repeater Saginaw. KDAC. KDAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0700 hours. Partly cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Partly sunny. 48 degrees. KDAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 52 degrees. KDAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 57 degrees. KDAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 1100 hours. Mostly sunny. 61 degrees. KDAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Partly sunny. 61 degrees. KDAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees. KDAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. KDAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Most cloudy. 64 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Developed over the mountains right now, and then spread east across the I-25 corridor in Jason Place in Chattanooga, Egypt. Here in Charlotte, we're producing heavy, hopefully heavy rainfall at 6:30. And I-34 may approach severe levels as well with hail and strong winds. Tonight, an organized area of storms may form over the northeast corner of Colorado, which could lead to flooding out there. For the look ahead, weather pattern will remain active through tomorrow with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Drier conditions likely will arrive.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
South of Highway 36. Also last night, a couple of some pretty severe storms tracked southeastward from Weld County, Stoneham area, all the way down to south of Highway 36 in the case of one cell. And it contained very large hail and extremely high winds. Winds were estimated at 80 to 85 miles per hour at Stoneham already, with some damage reported there. And it seemed to stay at about that level all the way down. Akron Airport reported 78 mile per hour winds, and so on. So, and that's been tracked all the way down to Highway 36, down around Cope and beyond. All right, let's see how we're doing good on time here. Little change in the pattern through this week, and we're slightly below normal temperatures and continued daily chances for rain. Today, marginal risk for the counties, and then by comparison, once again, from Hitchcock County, Nebraska, Chase County, and north, that is your slight risk. You are just on it. Southwest edge. And there is marginal risk for excessive rainfall across the entire area today. That also elevates to a slight excessive rainfall beginning in southwest Nebraska. All right, looking at the potential for two waves of activity tonight. The first to develop off the front range of Columbia Drive before moving into the tri-county area. The HRRR is another type showing ample instability to the 2018 U.S. today. Elevated lapse rates as well, and then the 0 to 3 kilometers here is going to be at about 20 to 30 knots, so that is pretty hefty. The 0 to 6 kilometer shears is looking at 30 to 45 knots. So let me I'll expound on that just a little bit. Okay, so obviously all these dynamics are enough to generate strong and severe storms later today. Okay, so now I mentioned that shear levels at 0 to 3 and 0 to 6 kilometers. Shear is higher at 35 to 45 knots up there. No surprise at that, of course. The flow at the surface, from the surface to about 7,000 feet, is out of the south-southwest. Beginning at 8,000 feet, there's a sharp delineation there between 7,000 feet. At 8,000 feet and above, there's a sudden shift in the flow to out of the west and west-northwest. So Goodland Weather Service is saying that this should somewhere at the surface, they're saying closer to speeds at 60 miles per hour rather than 70 and 80 last night. But this shift up there also put Still, that's at the bottom of today's hazards list. The primary hazard would be hail up to 2 inches diameter, followed by thunder storm winds. And then lastly, that small window for tornado. And that's due to that wind shift aloft up there. But it's also possible again, especially across western Kit Carson and Cheyenne County and anywhere else that saw heavier rainfall last night and over the course of the past few days. All right, that was the first wave. Now, the second wave of showers and storms look like it will be moving south to south-southeastward from the Nebraska into the Chattanooga area after about 9 p.m. Mountain Time tonight. That will be aided by a weak cold front dropping through. Now, with this second wave, the severe risk should be much lower, but small hail of 60 miles per hour is possible. It's also possible that this round would tend to be confined to located more over southwest Nebraska, into Kansas area. Bad. Reset. All right, so looks like it is going to be a second pot of coffee night tonight for the Tri-County area in eastern Colorado. For Storm Spotters, activation may be required during the afternoon and evening hours today. Strong to severe storms are again possible this afternoon and evening, favoring locales along and west of Hitchcock County, Nebraska, to Wichita County, Kansas, again west of that line. Large hail looks to be the main threat, with damaging winds as a secondary threat. Although unlikely, a tornado is also possible. Heavy rainfall associated with the thunderstorms may also lead to some flooding concerns across Kit Carson and Cheyenne counties, where the heavy rainfall occurred last night. Looking ahead, it's short and sweet. No hazardous weather expected through Thursday. Questions or comments from Eastern Colorado, call in C2WX. Okay then, let's head to South and Southeast Colorado. By the way, I haven't had a chance to look at dew points or any other parameters across Eastern Colorado today, but radar certainly showing rich pools of moisture, especially from I-70 north, not so much showing in south and southeast Colorado yet. Okay, let's see here. Yep, Weston is online. Real good. Okay, as I said, the convection taking off between Castle Rock and Monument, also in far southern Colorado. Convection taking off between the Spanish Peaks and across the state line into New Mexico. So, strong to severe storms possible in the Pueblo Weather Service region again today, mostly across the eastern plains. A lot of these today will be taking advantage of the easternmost mountains, that higher terrain, to give them that initial kick. Then they'll push across the valleys and the plains by mid to late afternoon. And, of course, everyone noticed in southeast Colorado, the good old sunshine took hold here late this morning, just in time to heat things up and lead to greater instability. A couple of strong to severe storms will be possible across the plains, where the higher shear and the greater instability will overlap. Strong outflow winds to around 60 miles per hour and hail up to 1 inch are the most likely hazard with any stronger storms today. For the Pueblo region, marginal convective risk from the very eastern, well, let's call it the mountains to plains interface, from there all the way east to the Kansas line. Also, marginal excessive rainfall risk, which elevates to a slight excessive rainfall risk over the southeasternmost counties, mainly Los Animas and Baca. All right, tomorrow, yet more storms are likely before chances finally decrease, gradually so, from Sunday into early next week. So, warmer and drier weather beginning Sunday. Around the Wednesday-Thursday time frame, a cold front is expected again, dropping through, and that'll lead to increased rainfall again, along with cooler temperatures. Okay, we'll reset for the Pueblo area storm spotter statement. All right, before we jump into that, Weather Service Pueblo has launched a strong thunderstorm advisory for southern, southeastern Huerfano, northwestern Los Animas counties. We've got up to 40 miles per hour pea-sized hail. Locations include Aguilar, Spanish Peaks, and Galmar. This storm may intensify, so be certain to continue monitoring. Also, this storm, as they all have here recently, contains frequent cloud-to-ground lightning. Okay, NC2WX continuing the Pueblo Weather Service area star spotter statement. Conditions that meet reporting criteria will be possible over portions of the region today and tonight. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, especially along and east of the eastern mountains. A couple of strong to low-end severe storms will be possible from I-25 eastward, with strong outflow winds up to around 60 miles per hour and hail up to as much as 1.5 inches diameter, those two being the most likely hazards. Localized flash flooding also possible with any thunderstorm, especially across areas that have had repeated rounds of rainfall over the past few days, and I'm looking at western Los Animas County for that. Looking ahead, Saturday, shower showers and thunderstorms are expected again tomorrow, with hail of a quarter size, wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour, with a few stronger storms out on the plains. Locally heavy rainfall will also be possible, especially over the eastern mountains and plains tomorrow. From Sunday through Tuesday, thunderstorm activity decreases, though there'll still be enough moisture in place to lead to scattered afternoon and evening thunderstorms each day, especially over the mountains. Lightning and gusty winds will be the main threats with any storms during that Sunday through Tuesday period, while the threat of flash flooding will be reduced as moisture levels decrease. Looking at Wednesday and Thursday, potential cold front and increasing moisture once again will bring a return to more widespread shower and thunderstorm activity. Again, that's Wednesday, Thursday time frame. Questions or comments from the Pueblo area? Call NC2WX. Okay, if all this rain activity doesn't end shortly, I'm going to have to get on that favorite online shopping store and order some more umbrellas. They're wearing out. Meanwhile, let's head to the Cheyenne region. Radar seeing some shower activity from Grand Encampment south there across those higher elevations. The greater convective risks today are just east of the forecast area, but there's a marginal risk for excessive rainfall both today and tomorrow over the entire forecast area, except in west. Weak cool front looks to impact the region this afternoon ahead of an approaching upper-level trough, and this is expected to lead to enough forcing to get showers and storms going across the area. Severity, we're not really looking for that today. West of Laramie Range, Cape is expected to be very low this afternoon. There'll be a few pockets of 1 to 300 joules, otherwise severe weather not expected. But with all this monsoon moisture in the region, excessive rainfall remains a threat both today and tomorrow. Later this afternoon, surface high over northwest Colorado and a surface low over northeast Colorado are going to combine to produce a brief period of stronger winds in a swath between the two features, a swath of elevated winds up to around 35-30 miles per hour, may whisk up through Carbon, Albany, and Laramie counties. Highs tomorrow will be cooler, generally upper 60s to mid-70s in the Cheyenne area. Then the ridge will be building in behind the trough I mentioned, and this will be the beginning of that warming and drying pattern after tomorrow. Next week, expect gusty winds with some afternoon precipitation chances until at least the end of next work week. And there was also some slight mention of fire concerns perhaps elevating as things dry out next week. Recent. All right, for Cheyenne Weather Service area storm spotters, activation will not be needed. Scattered precipitation chances continue today and tomorrow, although drier conditions are expected to return from Sunday onward. Warming trend starts on Sunday. Here it is, with fire weather concerns slowly creeping in to start the work week next week. All right, questions or comments, call NC2WX. All right then, any questions or comments regarding anything from those listening here on the net, give us a call and share what you have. All right, station on the Fort Collins, the Buckhorn repeater. You grabbed it just enough to key it up, but that's all we had. Station on the 448-400, go ahead. Okay then, hearing nothing but silence, before we get into the last round of check-ins here, I do want to go back out to northeast and eastern Colorado. And you all can see this on Venture Sky if you open that. Go to wind speed and start at about 5,000 feet or surface, if you wish. Climb up through 5,000 feet and have a look at that south-southwesterly flow up to about 5,000. And then watch that flow start to switch over between 8,000 and 7,000 and 8,000 feet. At about 8,000, it comes in from the west or even more west-northwesterly. I am a little concerned about that wind shift at that level. Now, the saving grace might be that it is up at 7,000 and higher and not lower. So at any rate, that is why Goodland Weather Service mentioned a small window, small potential for tornado out the eastern Colorado this afternoon. Okay, with that, any other check-ins for the weather outlook, Nick? Call NC2WX with your call sign twice.
KK7HYQ. Kilo, Kilo 7, Hotel Yankee, Quebec, Stephen in Cheyenne.
Okay, we picked up one more. Thanks for being here, Stephen. KK7HYQ. Okay, let me go to the top here and acknowledge everyone who checked in today. And we thank each and every one of you once again. Weather services over the last few days certainly have been looking for those flood reports. When you have a flood report, first call your details to 911 or, you know, emergency. Then tell them at the end of your report, make sure they understand, to call National Weather Service. Send the report to National Weather Service. And just to back it up, call me. And I will ensure that Weather Service gets that report. And when you do that, then let me know that you've already called 911 so that I can tell Weather Service and they don't have to go through the extra work of relaying something that's already been called in. Okay, so in addition to JAI7OF, our net logger today, and myself, we had K0UK, K0SAH, KB0, Tango, Victor Hotel, KU0MIZ, N0RIO, KF0MYC, W0BravoXray, KU0VH. I need to put a VIP status on that one. KK0Papa out of Paonia, new check-in, special welcome to Wallace. Whiskey 5 Alpha Lima Charlie, W0OJW, Whiskey 0 Sierra Charlie Alpha, KC0LBY, KI0AR, Whiskey Echo 0 Bravo, AE0LE, W7JPJ. John's not logging, but he's lurking. KQ5FN, KF0HWV, KE0YSO, KB0HKY, KF0OOQ, KF0SES. Hello, Marty. W4FXF, N0PSJ, and H3P, N0SUE with WY0R, and of course, KK7HYQ. We just picked up David. Let me see if David's still here. Whiskey 1, Victor Sierra X-Ray, Coral Springs, Florida. Are you still with us? Call MC2WX. Whiskey 1, Victor Sierra X-Ray, Coral Springs, Florida. David, MC2WX here in Colorado. If you're still with us, do you have anything to share about weather lately down in Coral Springs? Okay, David popped up on in the AIM window there, so I took a chance and thought maybe we could get some report from him down there called the report. Okay, with that said, due to a grocery store run, delayed getting into the severe room here, looking like about 3:30, I hope, maybe before. With that, MC2WX673, have a great holiday weekend. No weather net on Monday, Labor Day. And y'all be safe. If you're traveling, be extra safe. And keep an eye out for flooded roadway potential today and tomorrow. Once again, 73 from MC2WX returning the system.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 4 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 63 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 57 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 52 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.